It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Now, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Everyone remembers the TB Times. And I forgot that they did ones that were multi-panel. And one with this article on Fox Sports is someone who has something. They just beat the Steelers, and it has some kind of machine that's got the Steelers on it. And it says the plan was devised by the infamous Robo Bandit Ben Steeler. And then it's a picture of Ben Steeler. Then it's Tom Brady. He goes, Steeler, so hot right now. Somebody's got to get Bill on the phone. And then it looks like Bill Hader reading a newspaper that says Billy Crystal's stolen. And of course there's an alligator in there, because there was an alligator in all of these. And to this point the question had not been answered, why the alligator, and for that matter I don't know if it was answered, but why Bill Hader and why Billy Crystal?
Right. It was like after every game there was a tiny visual acid trip that you were sent, and I'm like, I don't understand if this is code or what is happening here. And Tom Brady not quite being the guy that you'd expect to come out with something this... Like, maybe some dude who is, like, up way too late, like, who works for Adult Swim. But not Tom Brady. This was very strange.
No, I don't know. And it's Charlotte Wilder, she writes for... she's done the show before. She writes for Fox Sports.
New gig. She just switched from Sports Illustrated. She got herself a new gig over there.
She's on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Okay, in the cartoon that you put up, the four panel, that's Bill Hader, right?
Am I on the show now?
Yeah, you're on the show.
Yes, you are on the show.
I'm teasing you guys. How are you? It's been a minute.
Well, it's great. Having the time of my life.
It's fantastic. Good. I think everyone is. That's fantastic. So the TV Times, if for listeners who aren't familiar, it was Tom Brady's social media. He would post after every win. And I got really obsessed because, as you said, it was super weird and seemed out of character for Brady. And I love anything that's very bizarre. And so I kind of dove on in. And I knew since 2016 when this started, I've known that the social media guy who made these for Tom is this guy named Jeff Fine, and that the artist who made them is a guy named Dean Krupka. And I sort of tracked them down, investigative work, not to brag. And I wrote this in the article, but sometimes I'm like, what if you did this about something that mattered? Like, you know, what if you actually like tried to investigate something substantial? But anyway,
that's how Woodward and Bernstein got to Deep Throat. Through the power of the four-panel cartoon.
Well, what's amazing, right, Charles, is that how when you first started, you know, when this actually was happening years ago, you tried to write about it, but these dudes were, like, super secretive, as if it was like you were trying to get, like, all the inside details on some sort of, you know, cult or whatever. But weren't they somewhat scared to tell you anything about the origin of all this? Almost like one day, you know, when our jobs don't depend on it, we'll tell you about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing I will say is that, you know, they were always super nice about it. You know, I think it kind of became a joke between the two of us, an unspoken thing where You know, they would put one up. I would write about it. And they said that at the time, so I finally got them to talk to me. And because Tom's left, you know, it was sort of the end of an era. And they were just super gracious and very generous about what they told me. But I think at the time, you know, the whole point was that these were, you know, Tom Brady's celebrations of wins. And I think they were very cognizant that they didn't want to make it about them. And they said, you know, anytime they lost sight of that, anytime there was too much text in a cartoon or something got too weird, they would sort of have to rein it back in and be like, this isn't about us. You know, this isn't about the TV Times. This is supposed to be Tom's social media. But I think that that's why they didn't talk to me. You know, they kind of wanted it to exist in this strange world. And so I was really glad they finally did.
How did they get approached with this? Like, did Tom Brady's people say, hey, they want to make him seem like a human being and humans like cartoons? and so can you do something that makes him seem like he has somewhat of a sense? Because this is right about the time that he first got on social media. Like, this was one of his first things that he ever put on social media. And everyone was like, whoa, this dude's weirder than we thought he was.
Well, I would argue that it shows he has a sense of humor. But continue.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that that's really what was going on here. I think what I wrote in the piece is, you know, at first I felt sort of the same way. I was like, Tom Brady, the guy doesn't even eat mushrooms, and he's putting up, like, posts that make you feel like you're on mushrooms. Like, what are we doing here? And I think ultimately, I mean, this is pure speculation because I Tom wouldn't comment on this, as you might not be shocked to hear. But I think that there's something about, so first of all, Jeff, he said that Tom was very involved, you know, like there were some posts they would come up with and they would show them to Tom before they posted them. And he was like, no, you need to change this. Like, he didn't want to be the center of attention quite as much or sort of put in the hero role that they put him in sometimes. And I think this was kind of a way for him to reach beyond the sort of do your job, very buttoned up Patriot way, in a way that was sort of so fun and bizarre that he couldn't really get, I don't know, it sort of showed a side of him that I think everyone was surprised about, and that was probably a lot of fun for someone who had been, you know, kind of the good boy of the organization for so long.
Now, okay, well, if he didn't want to put himself in the middle of all this, then maybe he shouldn't have done the one where he's half man, half horse. He made himself a centaur in one of them.
Like, it's Tom Brady.
Well, they made him that. They made him.
So what did he not approve?
So there was one, I think that was sort of funny enough. Like, you look at that and you're not like, wow, Tom Brady's so cool. You look at that and you're like, whoa, what's going on?
You do it all things.
There was one that Dean and Jeff told me about after his first game back after the Deflategate suspension in 2016 when they played the Browns, the fifth game in the season. They were super psyched about their idea because they turned Tom Brady into Captain Planet, had you know, a few other players surrounding him, putting their rings together, and, you know, he kind of spirals out of the universe as Captain Planet. And they showed it to him. They were super psyched the day of the game. And Brady was like, absolutely not. Like, you can't, I don't want to be like the hero coming back. And so he had them take him out of it entirely. And if you look at the one that ended up getting published from that week, Jeff sent me the original that they did. And, you know, Tom's the center of it. And if you look at the one that ended up running, it's the same formation of characters, but they changed it to a sort of a rock and roll Hall of Fame theme. But Tom isn't even in it at all.
Okay, does Tom Brady have, like, this huge collection of comics? Is he, like, a massive, like, comic book dude?
And he just I don't think so.
Well, then why?
I think, you know, what these guys said is they're like, you know, we wanted something more sort of fun to celebrate wins than just, like, a thumbs up or a thumbs down post. And they were sitting around one day and that, you know, a bunch of them lived in this house together. They were all 20 somethings in Brighton. And one of their friends was like, what if you did a fake newspaper? And they were like, yeah, we like that. And Tom liked it. I mean, you know, at one point I wrote a post during all this, I mean, 2018, where I was like, maybe Tom Brady's social media isn't quite as masterminded as I thought. Maybe these are just like guys in a basement. And Jeff, when I talked to him, he was like, yeah, we really were just guys in a basement.
Now, how do they get this to Tom Brady? Like, if there are these dudes in a basement, how do they get this to him and get the approval?
Well, they work for him. Jeff was on his social media team, and he was also – he started out as Tom and Giselle's assistant in 2014. So he was part of that sort of inner circle. It wasn't, you know – it wasn't like they were, like, pitching the TV Times for freelance assignments.
Okay. I was going to say, it's hard enough to crack.
All right. Right. Now that you're with Fox Sports, are you going to be doing – because I thought I saw you mention somewhere you're going to be doing some TV stuff. Like, they're all about wrestling right now because that's the only thing that's still going on. Are they assigning you any wrestling assignments?
So I did. I recapped WrestleMania. But yeah, I mean, I'm super psyched to be there now. It's going to be sort of a mix of everything, which I'm very excited about. You know, I think that I'm lucky in that I like doing all sorts of different media. I think there are some people who start out as writers who kind of hate that you have to do everything, but I'm a total ham. And I like to talk too much. So it's very, very exciting for me. But yeah, I did WrestleMania. Did you guys watch
WrestleMania? No. I saw highlights, and my favorite was the Boneyard match.
Oh, so good!
Did you like it when the Druids rose from the dead?
Yeah, I did. I was like, "Are these the Dementors from Harry Potter? Like, what are we doing here?"
Oh no, you guys have gone down a rabbit hole.
They were card-carrying Union Druids because one of them drove a tractor.
God.
That was the dumbest scabs. Thing. Scabs. That's right. They do not stand with the Union. They've crossed the line, and I do not prefer those. They should have stayed dead, not undead. Scab Union Druids.
All right, real quick.
Wait, are those? Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, are those like a thing that I don't know about because I haven't been following wrestling for long enough?
Oh, there's Druids everywhere in wrestling. Yes, undead.
Wait, really? Druids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on. You didn't watch WrestleMania 2? I mean, it was Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, and Druids, an army of them.
Yeah,
that's true. So this is the thing that I just totally missed.
Yeah, the WWE merged in like 1982 with the Druid Wrestling Association, and then it came into this. Okay, why are there alligators in the cartoons?
Oh, because, this was... So I got like borderline crazy about who Croc was because there was this, you know, crocodile popped up all the time. And so I was like, who is Croc? And they still wouldn't tell me. They were like, some things need to remain a mystery. And I was like, you know what? I respect that. But the first time he shows up was in New Orleans after the Pats beat the Saints. And it was literally this simple. I was almost upset by how simple it was, which is that apparently they were just like, well, alligators live in the bayou, so they put an alligator in the cartoon on the float, and then they kept him around as the narrator of the cartoons.
All right.
Wow. Well, Tom Brady, then. How about that?
Were you disappointed, like, when you got done with this? Like, I thought there was, like, a lot more to this. Like,
it's just some two dudes. And Tom Brady's like, cool, man, whatever.
Like, Tom is on this weird, like, he takes acid and gets into this, like, cryogenic chamber. Like, all right, well, listen. Charlotte Wilder, you can see her. She will be at the next Druid wrestling match.
I will be competing in it, in a garment.
You have a wrestling name, Charlotte Wilder. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's very impressive. All right. Charlotte, it's always a pleasure. You can read her on foxsports.com. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thanks, guys. Stay safe out there.
And you have yet to review Caddyshack 2 like you said you were going to do. She said she was going to review movies during the quarantine. And I said you should only review, like, awful sports movies. And I said your first one should be Caddyshack 2. Because you've not seen it. Jackie Mason is a revelation.
I'm working on it. I will say that much. We're figuring all this out. I'll try not to let you guys down.
Okay. All right, yeah, because I saw that you tweeted out, Rich, that there was a Meatballs 4.
Yeah, with Corey Feldman, yes.
Yes.
I mean, I have to draw the line somewhere. I'm drawing it at Meatballs 3.
Well, Meatballs 3 is like, is Meatballs 3 the sad one with the alien?
It's Meatballs 2. That's one with Meathead.
Meatballs, you know what was...
I don't even know what Meatballs is.
it's a camp movie with Bill Murray. Did you, Charlotte's not going to know what this is, but you know what's been on a lot now?
What?
Is Easy Money.
Oh, and it's depressing.
Oh, it's the most depressing movie. You like that movie, John?
No, no, it's great in all sorts of bad ways. Oh, it's very depressing.
It's shot in such a depressing way. The way all the characters are completely depressing. How that was a successful comedy is beyond me.
It's Rodney Dangerfield and Joe Pesci, and believe it or not, that should immediately make you go, wow, I got to see it. No.
Well, that's clearly how it was successful. They just hooked people with Rodney and Joe, and then they're like, psych, you're on your own.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, boy, I can't stop drinking. All right. You mean no drugs, no drinking? I'm freaking out. I got the DTs. All right. Charlotte Wilder, thank you so much for the time. We will be right back.
Oh, it's a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, during this time of being sequestered, as we all are, we are giving the people something to hopefully enjoy. And what do we have for them right now?
Now, this is a segment for all of our old school fans. It used to be one of my favorites that we did, but you just can't do it anymore because they don't make these anymore. Dating on Demand. Now, there are many to choose from. Here is one of the... one of the first ones, Mike Lockhart, who was able to find and let's meet a little gentleman on our old segment, Dating on Demand.
My favorite guilty pleasure is hustling.
Rex is into mainly two things, being tough and getting chicks.
I love feet.
That ain't five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right, so what do we have today, Rich?
All right, we have a gentleman who is 26 years old. He goes by the name of Leo. Leo is looking for love, so let's see if anyone's interested. You can contact us.
I don't even know why you do that, but here we are.
I'd like to see if anyone contacts us.
Yes, so here, yeah, he's on TV. All right, here we go.
I'm Leo. I like partying, having a good time, and going to the beach.
I bet you do, buddy. I bet you're a lot of fun at the beach. Chasing the birds.
I'm Leo.
You just go, hey, what's up?
I'm Leo.
Oh, that's nice, Leo.
What would you like to eat, sir? You are at a sandwich restaurant.
I'm Leo.
Okay, all right.
What is your friend over there like?
I'm Leo.
No.
Okay, no. What is your friend like?
I'm Leo.
No. What is your friend over there? He likes something.
I love feet.
Okay, thank you. I do. All right, here we go.
I'm Leo. I like partying, having a good time, and going to the beach. My dream woman is any size as long as she loves me and has a good-looking body and face.
Any size as long as she has a good-looking body and face.
Well, I think that could affect things.
Yeah, I mean, that's the total definition of size.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be Rubenesque or rather it be the wayfish flat-chestedness of a Portia de Rossi or whatever the name is.
Most romantic thing I've ever done was something.
It sounds like he's been holding his breath for a long time.
He's just finally letting it out. Like he just came out from underwater.
It sounds like he just, no, it sounds like he's just taking a huge bong rip and he's just sitting there like,
you have to let it out all at once.
Most romantic thing I've ever done was for someone who was getting this tattoo. She wanted me to get...
What was the tattoo?
It was a pot leaf.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I mean, this guy's in a constant state of slowly letting out marijuana smoke.
I'm Leo.
Hi, Leo.
I'm Leo.
So the most romantic thing is he got a pot leaf.
Pot leaf tattoo.
He's the kind of guy who gets the Jergens and the tissues out for the centerfold of High Times.
Look at the butt of the month.
Yeah, look at that butt of the month, High man. Times. Look at those purple hairs, okay, man. That's crazy.
She wanted me to get the tattoo because I loved her. One of my dates ended up getting very sick on the drunk she showed up.
Oh, boy.
My dates ended up getting very sick on the drunk she showed up. Or she ended up showing up drunk and stuff, and it was a total disaster.
Okay.
Good.
She got drunk on the show up.
She got drunk on the show up.
Yeah.
She ended up throwing up. I didn't really know what to make of it. I gave her a ride home and everything. Like, brought her up to her butler and stuff and let her go to bed.
She had a butler? It was like an Arthur situation. It was like the, you know, Ghostbusters just got a reboot with the women. Maybe this was an Arthur reboot called, like, Fran.
Hello there, Potleaf boy, Leo.
I'm Leo.
I like turtles.
Drop me at the butler, Leo. Pete, I've had too many martinis.
Someone says it sounds like Bill Cosby after taking a bong rip.
It's like a young white Bill Cosby?
Right.
A high young white Bill Cosby.
The weirdest thing about me is that I love Marvel comics and movies. My most treasured possession is the ring from Lord of the Rings that gets like caught and has the rings. My friend.
That's the sound of a man's brain
it's
exploding.
Like the grand slam of nerddom, if you think about it.
What, the fact that his
confusion.
Brain exploded?
Yeah. And the fact that he's actually found the ring from Lord of the Rings.
He went to Mordor and returned.
You're not invisible, sir.
I don't know what that ring's supposed to do, but
invisible.
I would imagine it's pretty important.
My friends would describe me as a martial arts enthusiast.
You are. It's throwing stars.
Yeah.
Smoking pot and throwing stars.
This guy's got, hey, kid, come behind this this dart balloon game. I got some things you might be interested in.
People are saying it's Dr. Steve Rule's love child.
Go by name of...
I'm Leo.
Hi, just go by name and go by name of...
I'm Leo.
I got 18 surfboards. Who cares?
You got a ring from Lord of the Rings. What do you know?
I got a pizza. I got a 10 pizza.
Come on, pizza. I can make pizza anytime I want.
Something I would like to try is focusing my intelligence to become able to use all of my brain.
Which is clear. Well, when you're using such a small amount of it, it's obvious that there's more to grow.
If I won the lottery, I would spend my money to, like, help the poor and the sick to build hospitals and more, like, vaccines for everyone. My celebrity crush is Miley Cyrus because she has the same birthday, like, day for day as I do.
What? It's day,
like,
for day?
It's like the same birthday, like, day for day that he does.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we have found our meat stew fella's offspring. I guess we can't say his name. Meat stew fella?
Oh, okay. All right.
Meat soup man?
Yes.
Perhaps his son. Okay, I got it now.
Is Miley Cyrus because she has the same birthday, like, day for day as I do. I'm a sucker for women with blonde hair or people that love me. I could not date a girl who loves other women or other men. You should date me because I am welcome to any women that love
me. Okay, all right.
Well, Leo, you are
I'm Leo.
Thank you, Leo.
I like turtles.
There you go, Leo.
I like partying, having a good time, and going to the beach.
All right. I bet you do.
My most treasured possession is the ring from Lord of the Rings that gets, like, caught and has the rings.
Comcast, you've done it again.
It was a total disaster.
You've found the most eligible bachelor.
Yes, all right.
My most treasured possession is the ring from Lord of the Rings that gets, like, caught and has the rings.
You've found another one.
I love fee.
All right, well, you, sir, are a star. Got me. You got me hook, line,
I have a horrible foot fetish.
You got me hook, line,
I'm Leo.
All right, Leo.
I like partying, having a good time, and going to the beach.
Thank you. I just imagine him chasing pigeons.
Yeah. He's chasing seagulls.
Seagulls running around.
Hey, Jacksonville lady.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you have an offer for Leo?
Certainly not.
Wait. He likes the beach.
Oh, he does? Well, then, yeah.
I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
I'm Leo.
I like turtles. Have a good...
Jacksonville lady, would you go out with Leo?
Certainly not.
But you've dated.
I'm Leo.
Okay, Leo.
I like partying, having a good time, and going to the beach.
But Jacksonville lady, you've dated so many guys with pot leaf tattoos. Why wouldn't you date this guy?
Took it to the limit.
No, I knew what it was. No,
because you can't have
yes.
come in and steal a show.
That's right, Jacksonville lady. You cannot have that.
I just noticed in this dating on demand the flute in the background. I've, all the years, I've never noticed the flute.
Is this the outro of the theme?
We're 3 minutes into the theme, Sean.
This is when they finally let the flutist go loose.
Who's playing this flute?
I'm Leo.
Okay,
Leo, I find that hard to believe. You love kung fu. You're an enthusiast.
I like partying, having a good time, and going to the beach.
You just don't run into the hot dog stand.
He's just got a big bucket full of shells.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment. No payments and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com.
Well, quarantine television is delivering mixed ratings. Let's start with the good. SNL's at-home episode that they had this Saturday night ended up being their second highest rated episode of the entire season, only behind Eddie Murphy, which was one of the highest rated, I believe, in like a decade. 6.7 million viewers ended up watching that one. Now, the Eddie Murphy one was 10 million, but once again, that was known to be, it was going to be one of the biggest of all time, and I believe it is up there. But that's not bad. Second highest of the season for a quarantined episode. It just shows that you can do quarantine TV right, which gets me to the other end of the spectrum, in which one show didn't do quite as well. Well, maybe it's because it sounded something like this.
Hey, look, you don't use your craftiness, I'm going to use my athleticism still, dog.
I'm gonna have to just
now with the right. We'll tap it on the left side. Go to the right.
All right.
Oh, he made it.
That, of course, is ESPN's televised horse experiment, which was Sunday night. That drew a paltry 686,000 viewers to watch that.
Which
with
does
nothing
better.
Else, no other sports, it didn't even crack a million for the
which
first half.
Which does better than Get Up, by the way. Much better. That did better than Get Up. But
but it's prime time, so more people should be watching TV.
But what were they recording on?
Oh, it was iPads. It's like everyone just had – So it was two things. Each setup had one stationary iPad that was filming them.
It was Skype, right? They were using Skype, correct?
Whatever. I don't know what program it was, but sure. It looked like Skype or FaceTime. I don't know what they used. But and then they had to recruit a family member to follow them around with a second camera that was just a cell phone. And whenever they went to that, like, you got motion sick. You wanted to vomit. And what was great was that during, Tamika Catchings, I think, you know, during hers, you could see every shot from the stationary camera, her daughter, like, pinned up against the garage door because there wasn't any room in her driveway, like, trying to film the entire thing. So she had squish back just to get an angle in which she would be in it because there was so little room.
It's funny, like, Crash has a camera and a light in his apartment. Like, I mean, you couldn't get two people, like, just from a local affiliate just to put a camera in there? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're broadcasting on ESPN. I don't know. The local guys all have camera setups. So I don't know what the hell they were doing there.
Well, as I said, their biggest thing that – I mean, there was a million reasons why it was bad. But one of the things that would have been easy to fix was that the host had the worst internet connection of everyone. You could have had somebody back at the studio, like as I was saying, Rachel Nichols, like tossing it to them. That would have made it a little more palatable because at least part of it wouldn't have been gurgled. But the entire presentation looked like you were downloading a video from like 1994.
Again, there are people at our station right now. Like, I mean, all you would need was one cameraman. One cameraman.
Yeah. Well, let's see if they learn their lesson because, Fred, tomorrow night, part two, the finale, the finals and semifinals of ESPN's horse competition. Well, let's hope it's as gloriously bad as it was the first time around. That would be nice.
No, it's going to be really good this time.
No, of course. there's going to be a lot of...
Dave!
Off the mark.
Uh-oh.
Chauncey Billups with an incredible rally after being down early.
Oh! You know what I'm saying? I got
respect to all the young fella.
You got a little bit better one than me, so...
Can they
hear each other?
So they have earpieces in, but they can't see each other. So every time someone would make a shot, they'd have to re-explain it to the guy who was about to take it. But then again, a lot of the times it wasn't even a problem because they were so damn unoriginal in the shots they were taking. Left-handed free throw. And you're like, all right, really? This is what we're doing in televised horse, a left-handed free throw? Wow, you got me.
This is going to go down in time as... Like, people aren't going to believe that this stuff was on television.
Fred, I said that as I was watching it. I was like, can you imagine if this aired and it wasn't during the quarantine? So years from now, like, people are going to see it and, like, go, oh, my God, this actually happened. And someone's going to say it was during the quarantine. And people aren't going to remember, like, how weird everything was. They're going, it doesn't matter. This is still awful.
This makes Battle of the Network Stars look like Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you see some stuff from the 70s and 80s, and you go, what the hell are they thinking?
Like, and Fred, ESPN's a big company. So you saw what SNL did right. SNL had these people film things, send it to a producer, and a producer was able to, like, polish it up a little bit and put, like, you know, cool things around it, maybe boosted the audio levels. All of that, ESPN did none of that. Like, none of it. They just said, we're going to let it be as bad as it is. Not even put any effort into it. They got some guy nobody knows to host the entire thing, probably because no one wanted anything to do with it. So
now, was it live?
No, it wasn't live. So there's
no excuse for that. Was it live?
Nope.
Oh my God. Well, that's just inexcusable. I mean, they didn't try.
Of course, they didn't try.
I mean, they didn't try. Maybe they wanted people to talk about it. Maybe that was the whole thing.
I wonder if the ratings are going to be up just because people want to see how bad it is now.
No.
Yes. Absolutely.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say no. Okay. What do I know?
Well, listen, Fred, how much money would you pay to meet Guy Fieri if you knew the money was going to a good cause? That's right. What's that?
Okay. So there's this thing that before you get to that, there's this thing, and Tom Brady's doing a great thing, and it's a lot for this charity. But it's like you and your friends go to a Tampa Bay game. Then he gives you his jersey from that first Tampa Bay game.
That'll be worth a lot.
Of course. His cleats from the first Tampa Bay game. But then you can either work out with him after the game or go to dinner with him. Like, wouldn't that be, like, incredibly uncomfortable? The part of, like, going out to dinner?
I don't know. I could give you a list of like 10 people I would love to go out to dinner with, and if you are a Patriots fan, Tom Brady would be up there.
I know it's a wonderful thing that he's doing. By the way, he also challenged the commissioner to do it.
No, I'm not talking about like you know being Tom. I think it would be fat if you had 2 hours to sit across from Tom Brady and ask him anything you wanted. Hell yeah, I'd want to do that.
I don't know. I'd feel weird the whole time. I would just be like I paid this guy to like have dinner with me. Like it's like playing golf with someone, and then you're just like you're nervous the entire time. I'd be like, so everything you like talk about, it's like yeah, I paid you.
Still, I mean, you got that time with him.
Not everyone is insecure as I am, but the whole time the only thing that would be going through my head is I paid for this.
Well, this is kind of awesome because right now there's a lot of restaurants who are going through tough times. They can't pay their staff, and Big Night Entertainment, they own like 8 different restaurants in town. They're the ones who own. You know, the Guy Fieri restaurant, they used to own Exploratore, which is going to be 2 new Guy Fieri restaurants. They own Versus, which I like. They own, like, some of the nightclubs around town, like you know, Memoir and all that. But they are holding an auction to raise money for the servers and the bartenders and the staff for all of their places. And what they're auctioning off are things like meet and greets with Guy Fieri.
What if you just win Guy Fieri for a day? It's like a toy.
He'll be your guy.
Just winner, like, winner, chicken
yeah,
dinner.
You just tell him what to do.
Yeah, you get 24 hours with Guy Fieri, but it's all on your terms.
Like, bring him through. Like, let's see if he's like Budman. Like, bring him to like really sad places and see if it turns into a party instantly.
Yeah, like bring him to like, you know, your grandma's tombstone.
You know, yeah. Can I make a video of you standing on my grandma's tombstone saying "Winner, winner, chicken dinner"?
Yeah, just have him like go grocery shopping with you.
That'd be awesome, Fieri, for a day. You know what? They should up the stakes and do that. The people over at Big Night Entertainment. But this is actually cool. So you you can win like a meet and greet with Guy Fieri, and I guess he'll like have dinner with you too, which is cool. They also have a Shaquille O'Neal meet and greet, Snoop Dogg. That would be pretty funny. Also, like Charlie Coyle's joined in on this too. So it like all these people are helping out, and you can go to their Instagram page, which I think is at it's at Big Night Ent. And let me see how much Guy Fieri's going for right now.
It's
going
to be a ton.
It's a bid, and it start. I think the bid's going on now, and I believe it ends on Monday, the bidding. He's at $1,000 right now. You get a meet and greet with Guy Fieri when you visit Guy Fieri's Boston Kitchen and Bar with Chicken Guy. Plus, you get a $250 gift card at either location. So that's that one. And they're posting other ones. There's a Charlie Coyle like meet and greet deal, too. And the Snoop Dogg one, I'm sure, will come up later on, as long as with the Shaq one. But I tell you what, the Guy Fieri one, I might just bid on. Maybe I'll call Dick Donahue. We'll go halvesies on this thing. So.
Dick Donahue would go. Dick Donahue, you have to win this. He's a big time traveling around speaker guy now.
He is.
He's doing these speaking engagements. Dick Donahue, I challenge you to win the Guy Fieri contest.
How about this? Right now, Fred, it's at like just over $1,000. If you and I bid $5,500 or $550 each,
yeah,
and tried to win it for Dick Donahue,
yes,
would you do that?
Yes, of course.
All right, I will put in a bid then for $1,100, and if we win it, we'll have Dick Donahue go. Does that sound good? It's going to a good cause, so that sounds like a good
idea. I have absolutely no problem with that at all.
He'll be our Guy Fieri reporter. We'll let him like do a one-on-one with Guy Fieri. What do you think about that?
Yeah, but and then he's going to come back like loving Guy Fieri.
Well, of course. How are you not? He's apparently a good guy. I mean, he's apparently like a nice guy.
He's like does all this stuff for charity, and apparently he's a really nice guy. And, like the distance from his corniness. It's just the right amount of distance. We have to ask Dick if he wants to do it.
Oh, Dick, totally. I tweeted out the link yesterday, and Dick's like, oh, my God, I've got to do this. And he saw that it was like at a, I think at the time it was $750. He goes, oh, man, that's a lot. So we'll outbid this the guy who's the winner. We'll do that. We'll put in an $1,100 bid. And if we win it, Dick, you are going to be meeting the man of your dreams, Mr. Guy Fieri.
Yeah, because every time we even mention Guy Fieri, even for a moment, Dick's on, is on Twitter.
That's right.
Responding to it. So, yes, I'm all for that. Making a guy's dreams come true. Why not?
That's right. And on a day like today, he deserves it. It's, you know, he's definitely somebody who definitely deserves to get that. And the Bankroll Boys, by the way, speaking of eating, they're going to be oh so happy. Something to bet on. The Major League Eating Tournament will return this Friday.
It's so – the first thing is so gross.
Yes, it is. So this is going to be starting on Friday. I believe it's Friday, and I'll get the YouTube channel. But these are like the heavy hitters. Joey Chestnut. You're going to get some of the other guys that you see at all the Nathan's Hot Dogs ones. Mickey Sudo, who is the number one ranked female eater in the world,
who's like tiny.
Yeah. They're all the best ones are small, which is hysterical. But it's going to be on Major League Eating Network's YouTube channel, which is the MLE YouTube channel, starting Friday night at 7 p.m. And here are the rounds. And you're right, Fred. Number one might be enough just to vomit talking about it. The qualifying round, bologna.
Yeah, that's just, for some reason, that's like vomiting. I couldn't watch it.
How much? No. How much bologna?
Okay.
As
so
much
it says,
as you can.
As much
right?
as you can. It's whoever eats the most in an amount of time. So let's see. It doesn't say the amount of minutes on this one, but the like prize bologna, one is pretty good.
Like, if you go to a sandwich place, like a franchise, and they have a sandwich with bologna on it, that's like something you want to ignore.
I still don't love bologna.
It's not even bad, but it's just like something like it looks bad. It's wet, like you know, like it's just it's something you don't want to look at. Plus, those mother effers, you know, can get, they'll be able to eat like 8 pounds of it. Oh, that makes me sick. Just, well, everything's making me sick right now, but that's making me sick just thinking about it.
All right, I have the amounts. I have the amounts here. 2 pounds of sliced bologna. That's a qualifying round.
Okay.
Milk and cookies and one family pack of Oreos plus a half a gallon of milk.
Okay.
Can that be quarterfinals?
Did you say like a pack of Oreos? Like one of those, like ones that's got the three rows in it?
One family pack of Oreos, yes.
Okay. That's a lot of
and
Oreos.
The semifinals, one over a gallon, 10 pounds of baked beans.
Oh, they're just going to drink that.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't gross me out.
That's no chewing required.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the finals, they're not chewing any of this.
The finals are 10 individual ramen cups, ramen noodles.
That might be the toughest of all of them. Just pure pasta. Like, I mean, that
you got to make yourself throw up after that because of all that sodium.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like being in the desert for 2 weeks if you ate that without throwing up. They all do.
I think the easiest would be the baked beans.
Yes, I agree. Ugh. And disgusting.
Well, the least disgusting would be milk and cookies, but that would be the toughest.
Yeah, half a gallon or whatever it was of milk. That would be impossible. That would suck.
Yes. A family pack of Oreos plus a half a gallon of milk.
And plus, that's most likely, that would make most people sick, obviously, that amount of lactose. So, yeah, I'm going baked beans with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, everyone, try to enjoy your days. You know that Zolak and Bertrand are coming up.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.